guide into our hearts that the sickness that we have in us. But the most important thing is to put our sickness right. The disease that we have in us. If you cannot put your sickness right, then what have you achieved? The most important thing is this. Mahazir says, Makin Allah Ta'ala. Makin Allah Ta'ala. Allah. And Makan, Mu'min Qalb. The heart of a mu'min. I want you to understand this. Makin is Allah Ta'ala, means Allah Ta'ala. And Makan is a place where is a mu'min's heart. Now, as he says, if it's so, for that zat what you're doing, how clean your heart is supposed to be? That mu'min's heart must supposed to be pure from all kind of defects. The heart must all kind of defects, all kind of impurities, all kind of evils, all kind of crookedness. Everything that you can see that has got a defect in it cannot be coming part of a mu'min, because his heart has been so clean, 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 transparent. You have to understand this is very important, because you must know that it must not, in other words, how can the heart must be transparent and pure, that is necessary for it to be no sign of any kind of akhlaq razila. There must be no sign of akhlaq razila one bit too. My dear friends, understand this. When you want Allah Ta'ala in your heart, then your heart must be free from all these defects, akhlaq razila, which is so important if you have that in you, little bit too. In other words, jealousy. Jealousy, malice, love of the world, pride, arrogance. Not one of these things must be in your heart. If you want that being that Allah Ta'ala, the most highest, the most supreme, to be in your heart, then your heart, the mu'min of a heart of this kind, that must be free from all these defects. As he said that, any kind of jealousy, malice, whatever it is, the love of the world, pride, whatever you call it, to feel superior of oneself, to feel superior of oneself, and have show and anger, these are the things that if you have in you, then as he says, then there should be akhlaq razila ka nami na hona chahiye. My husband's words I'm using. Akhlaq razila ka naam hi na honi chahiye. There must be no sign of name, no name of any kind of these what we are talking about, malice, jealousy, pride, anger. You should not have any of these things in your heart if you want Allah Ta'ala to remain in your heart. Because you feel superior. Should have any quality of this Allah Ta'ala's. That is the most important thing. If you do not have akhlaq e razila into you, then what are you supposed to have in your heart? Akhlaq e hamida. Akhlaq e hamida is what akhlaq e hamida means. The akhlaq, the quality of Allah Ta'ala in you. The quality of Allah Ta'ala. If you got no akhlaq e razila in you, then in place of that, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Allah Ta'ala says that. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Bring the quality of Allah in you. And the quality of Allah in you is number one, sabr. Don't just say, a man who got quality of Allah Ta'ala, you never say, I made sabr. Because sabr is between you and Allah Ta'ala. No one claims of those things. Shukr you have with you. Any condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you today, he keeps in the highest pedestal, he makes alhamdulillah. If the lowest of the lowest, alhamdulillah. The condition of a mu'min is this. Whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps him in, he's most happy. Today he's very rich, tomorrow he's poor, no different, alhamdulillah. It must be of this condition that the time when Sayyidina Abu Khalid Jinnani rahmatullah alayhi, when that he received that very expensive mirror, the moment he received it, he said, alhamdulillah, After some time, his khadim broke the thing. He was scared. Now what can happen? The very expensive thing to us. This and all this, my Hazrat told us this because the reason is because we have to know how we must live in this world. The moment they came and told, he saw Hazrat in a good mood, then I will tell him, he's frightened too. Frightened. So Hazrat, this thing broke. Alhamdulillah. Surprise. Hazrat, I do not understand. When the time you received the thing, he said, Alhamdulillah. The time when he broke, he said, Alhamdulillah, it does not make sense to me. He said, the time when he received, I asked myself, are you happy about it? Is it affecting you? Alhamdulillah, no effect. Dunyavi cheez hai. Isse hamara kya taluk hai? No effect at all. So it all happened and he broke too. Are you hurt about it? Alhamdulillah, no effect at all. This is how we're supposed to be. The heart will be so clean that it will not affect you in any way. It will not affect you. So Hazrat said, this much, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. To bring the akhlaq of Allah in us, which is very important, the most important, tolerance. The most important thing of the akhlaq of Allah Ta'ala is tolerance. Allah Ta'ala is tolerating so much. Look what is happening in Gaza. Look at all the work throughout the world, what has happened to the Muslims. But look at how Allah is tolerating it. If Allah wants, He can do it overnight, He can turn the whole thing. Why He is doing that, He knows why. We cannot question. The reason why I'm trying to show you is how much of tolerance He has with the kuffar. He does not love the kuffar at all, but give them the best of the world. What's the reason for that? To show us this, but Allah tolerates so much. Tolerates so much. The Nabis go to so much of persecution and hardship. How Allah tolerates those things. Teaching us a very important thing. You have tolerance in you. Helm. What is helm? One is tahallum. One very good friend of mine, you know, he came and asked me, you know, how to live with my wife. So I told him, when you live with your wife, you must have one thing in you. You must think that she is crooked. You must have this thing that she is crooked. And you must know that she will always do everything crooked. The day she does something straight, you must say something happened to me. You must have that in your mind first. So now what you will expect from her? Everything crooked. So if she says you words of that kind which you do not like, all kind of things she tells you, she must tell you. You know, you can give the wife the whole world. One mistake you made, you gave me nothing. One mistake you make, you gave me nothing. She forget everything what you did. So it so happened that I told him this much, that you must think, but my Hazrat gave that thing, not me. I'm naqal. I make naqal of my Hazrat-ji. You know, Hazrat says, one is tahallum, the time when she says something, or anyone says to you, that time she says something to you, or anyone says to you, if there's any sign on her face, there's a defect in it. There is a defect. Why did your face turn like that? When that person swore you, why did you look at him too? When that person said something to you, why you turn your face like that? Why you showed your colors a little bit? That means there's a defect in you. No matter who it is, outside, your own worker takes off with you too. Anyone can take off with you. No matter your wife takes off with you too. Your son can take off with you. What was the reason for you that the face turned? The moment the face turned, that means it's the halum. Abhi tak kami hai. You still not haven't reached anywhere. You got to go faster. When the time will come, when the time someone takes up with you, you smile like a person give you in a hot day, nice sarbat, and you drink the sarbat, and you smile and drink. Why can you do it at that time? I'm not saying it. My Hazrat gave us. I'm not saying it. The condition must be of this kind that a person can sway you to a vulgar, the worst thing can tell you. But you're doing it like you're drawing a glass of sarbat, itni khushi ke saath. It must not affect you. Because if it affects you, then you must know this much, that you have got a very big defect in you. That you went. Why? In other words, this much you must remember, that you must have on you takhallaqu akhlaqillah, the akhlaq of Allah Ta'ala in you all the time, every moment, every second. There must be no sign of akhlaq razila. There must be no sign of any kind of pride in you. There must be no sign of anger in you. There must be no sign of arrogance in you. There must be no sign of jealousy in you. That must be the thing. Brett Ryhazard, he says, when you walk to the masjid, how did you walk to the masjid? Did you think for a moment, where are you going to? Do you think for a moment, who are you going to meet to? You see, we, when we go to the masjid, we do not even prepare ourselves before we go. Because we don't know the value of where you're going to. Because we know the value of where you are going to, you prepare yourself. I'm going to prepare you to meet my supreme. My court case now taking place. I'm going to my court, the court of Allah. I have to be very careful how I go. I must try to convince him. My attention must be towards him and no one else. So my husband said this much. Okay, when you go into the masjid, while you go into the masjid, how clean you were in your heart? How clean were you in your heart? Abhi to dil bhi na paak hai. Your heart is not clean too. So what kind you enter in the mosque with? What kind is that? It is only through his mercy he is allowing to come to the masjid. It is only through his grace he is allowing to the masjid. Allah, koon bulate hai bhai? Ye khush naseeb hai ke aapko bulaya gaya. Make yourself strong in this way that you must always have takhallaqul khadah, the akhlaq of Allah, sabr, shukr. No one must be able to tolerate, you must be able to tolerate every situation, every condition. Till you do not get that in condition, namaz to padte rahe, bhai. You can read namaz too, you can read Quran, you can do everything. But until, unless you don't have this quality of sabr, someone can tell you, no matter what the worst thing can tell you, jab tak aapke andar humility does not come in you. The greatest quality a man must have in him is humbleness, tawazu. That tawazu, if he is in him, then definitely he will be able to tolerate every condition. What's the meaning of humility? Main kuch nahi hu. Don't say you know the tongue, huh? But someone says, yeah, you know good, then you say, see what happens to you. Very quickly you say, main kuch nahi hu, then you say, yeah, you are no good. Then you see your face, how it's turning. That I'm not saying, my Hazrat says. The Hazrat said one day, a person will say, you know, main kutte bhi kamzor hoon, kutte. Haan, isko ek kutte daad unke samne pheko. Dekho kya haal hoga unka. What happened in his position? So don't claim anything. Okay. But just to tell you how your heart must be when you come to the masjid. Your heart must be so clean, transparent. Not any kind of any jealousy for anyone. That person next to you, no matter how poor he is to, he will not affect you. But tawazu is the most important thing, tawazu. To have that humility, humbleness. When you walk into you, humble. Nabi Karim says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. When he should walk, he walks with so much of humility. Not like a sick man, I say, but humble. Heart must be humble. Make salam to everyone. A person who's got humility, he'll make salam to everyone. He not only make salam to big people, he makes everyone. And my husband got that quality. Allahu Akbar. Gareeb log aate, unse zyada taluk rakhte the. Ameeron se dur rehte the. That is our islah, that is. That when rich people come, you sit with them. And the poor people come, you don't look at them too. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, a very important person came. The student was sitting there, said, aap log mera saath hai, unko choro. I got nothing to do with it. In other words, poor people, you must be more humble. You know, when you go and ask a rich man for money, he gives you because he got it. As a poor man, he'll live happily. So the tawazu is a very important. Takhallaqu bi akhlaq. Inna Allah yuhibbu an-nazzaha. Allah Ta'ala loves cleanliness, and He loves that you love those people who are clean. Clean at heart. Clean at? Must be clean. Kisi ke saath, kisi qisam ki bhi koi girani koi. You know, there's no such thing you have any kind of malice with anyone. No matter who it is, no matter how much harm they can cause you, but you have no clue. It's easy, very difficult. That is what you call islah. That is what you call islah. You don't hear this from anywhere. You don't go to khankah, you can go. Aaj to khamukha hai, khankah nahi. Who said that? My Hazrat said that. You go to the khankah, they give you nice thing to eat. Khoop khao, khoop to. This is what we give, Hazrat give us. Insan bano ke kisi ko apne tarah takleef mat dena.
So when you walk into the masjid, you don't think like that. First of all, you when go to the masjid, you must go to wudu. Alhamdulillah. When you go to wudu, as it said, that at least you be on guard. Aankh ki hifazat, zuban ki hifazat, dil ki hifazat. Otherwise, you're walking with a cell phone right to the front door, you're still talking to the person. Dunyai mein lage hue. So what will happen in the masjid then? You haven't prepared yourself to see where you are going to, where you're going to prepare to meet Allah Ta'ala. You sit in a car to make a zikr of Allah. You come into the masjid to make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You're preparing yourself for the thing. So what we come to realize, that the most important thing is akhlaq. Akhlaq. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَحْسُمَ الشِّبْغَةَ. That means سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ, becoming the rung of Allah, the color of Allah. Which is better than the rung of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala says that. Which color is better than the rung of Allah Ta'ala? Who of us, how many of us are bringing the rung of Allah in us? When we are faced with situations, we forget the color of Allah. We begin the color of shaitan in us. And the color of Allah Ta'ala is, let them go. Let them do whatever they don't do. Don't look at them too. Mahazaj should tell us, when you're driving the car, you walk into, if someone have to scold and swear you to, why did you look at him? For what did you look at him to see who that person is? I'll see you. I'll put you right, you come to overport, I'll show you. That's the meaning of that. Why did not look at him like kutte? And as I say, when the person is walking, when a person is swearing you, it's like a dog barking at you. You didn't say, I must take him as a dog. Like a dog barking at you. When a dog barking, you look at the dog. You say, you two, apna kaam kar, main apna kaam karte hu. You carry on making noise, I'm making noise. So if you do not have the quality of tolerance in you, what will you do? That is why when that big buzrug, Mirza Jane Jan Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his khadim, he told him, you know, the fan is too slow. So do a bit faster. So when he did the fast, he said, what's happening to you now? You can fly, make me fly now. So he said, na idhar hai, na udhar hai. He didn't know, Hazrat heard that. And you know, the buzrugs, they want to put you right. They got no other intention. Put you right. Nikal jao. Come out from the khanka. You can't do that today. You just want to come to the khanka. Another door is open. Go to another buzuk and sit down. Nikal jao. Come out. But they were so in love with the buzuk. Somehow must come back. So Hazrat said that, why did he take him out from me? What's the reason for him to take him out? If he can do with me like that, what will he do outside? If he can do with me like that, what you'll do outside? Because when the sheikh, will you do anything of that kind? No, you'll sit down quietly. You want to say something, you won't say it to. Keep quiet, you drink it here. Be linger. But yeah, you know, why did he speak like that? He speak like that in front of me. You understood half his up? Yes. Why you speak to me like this? Outside, what you'll do? So iska ilaj karna chahiye. The buzruk don't look at the good of you. The guru look at the bad of you. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when a stranger comes to him, he look at him, he's got 99 wrongs, but he look at the one good of his. When a stranger comes to him, he look at one good thing, he got 99 wrongs he got. But he looks at only one good of him, he look at that one good. But if his murid comes in, he got 99 good, that one he got wrong, he look at that one wrong. Sheikh is cooked there. Today you can find a thing. Put yourself right. Do not look at others. You yourself is not right. Who will you put others right? Try to put yourself. So the most important thing the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi came in this world for is what? For what? For the akhlaq. To bring about improving akhlaq. To perfect Allah akhlaq. The condition of Makkah or Medina was very, very, very good. They were in a very bad state. To bring them back in that condition, the first thing is, I was sent in this world to bring up perfection, akhlaq. To perfect akhlaq. They want to fight, they couldn't fight. They said, not now. You're not ready to fight. You must first fight yourself. Prepare yourself. This is what you and I, when you go to Khanqah, that's what it's supposed to be. That when you go to the Khanqah, that's what's supposed to be, that you make yourself ke apna akhlaq theek karo, aankh ki hifazat, zuban ki hifazat, kaan ki hifazat, dil ki hifazat. Allah Akbar, Allah. So when you know which, like now you must think, I hope you got this in mind, that when you go into the masjid, remember me at least, think what I said. I'm going to meet Allah. I must keep my heart clean. I must not be hurtful. I have no dirty heart for anyone. Because that heart with dirty, Allah can't go into it. And I want my Allah to go into his heart. Yeah. It can only be that person who keeps his heart clean at all times. So, akhlaq was a thing. And you must know this much, that on a day of Qiyamah, the scale of Allah, the action that will be most weight, hold most weight, is akhlaq. Action that's most weight, holds most weight in the scale of Allah, the scale of justice. The thing that holds most is akhlaq, nothing else. That's why once the Sahabi said to Nabi Karim, one Sahabi came and asked Nabi Karim, he asked that give me some advice. He says, have good akhlaq. Good akhlaq. He says, nothing better than that. So if you have good akhlaq, he's being to information, improve oneself. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And I said, Mizan Adal, that what happens in the scale of Allah Ta'ala, that person will come to realize that he may not have so much of ibadat in him as far as nawafil is concerned. But that scale will go more, overtake that thing. Because why? The most important thing is akhlaq. Most important. Sahaba told Nabi Karim Sallam, there's a woman, she makes a lot of ibadat, keeps fast too the whole year, keeps ibadat the whole night, the whole year. But she's got one defect in him. She displeases her. Her neighbors are all not unhappy with her. They are unhappy with her. What did Nabi Karim Sallam said? He said straight away that will cause her action to be of no benefit to her at all. I don't want to say more than that. He said, she'll go to Jannah, Jahannam too. With all the good actions, when you hurt someone, this is the outcome of it. So one side she's making so much ibadat, whole day ibadat, whole night is making ibadat, making nafil namaz, all that fasting and all that. Another side causing so much of haram, so much bad, that neighbors are not happy with you, displeased with them. What happens? So displeased, that's the thing. He had habits. That means Hanra Bhagavan said, a habit, bad habit will spoil her deeds, like how vinegar spoils honey. Vinegar spoils honey. That's how it is. So one person said, but let me ask you something. When you and I look at the mirror, why we forget to make that dua? Allahumma inni ahsan khulqi. Who is making that dua? Did you think like that? I'm looking at the mirror, to how nice I look. How nice I'm looking, I'm admiring my hair, everything. Why don't you read that dua with Nabi Karim said? Nabi Karim made the dua himself, you should look at it. Reminding us a very important thing in Ahsan Khalqi, Ahsan Khuluqi. The inside must be the good and the outside must be good. Every time you look at the mirror, wherever you are, did you make that dua? Kaha hai wo? Haziri nahi hai. Why? When you're making zikr, you forget Allah Ta'ala, what you make at that time? Every action of Nabi Karim himself reminds of a very important thing, how to get close to Allah Ta'ala. When you look at the mirror, you say, just make Ya Allah, then make my inside the best like the outside. You make me so handsome, Ya Allah, my inside must be handsome too. Beautiful. Nabi Karim made that dua, so how important for us to make that dua also. That's why once Sahabi said to Nabi Karim, Nabi Karim said, I saw the people in sajda. They were in sajda. And there was a veil between them and Allah Ta'ala. Then those people who had akhlaq in them, good akhlaq, Allah Ta'ala opened the veil for them. Allah Ta'ala opened the veil for them. What do you understand by that? The meaning of that, how important for you to have akhlaq in you. Good character. Good habits. Forget your bad character. Take out that bad character from you. all the bad things that we have in us. You're not prepared to do that. Your akhlaq, to bring akhlaq, hasan, a good character. Imam Ghazali said even to that person who has good character, you will surpass the other person who made so much of ibadat but not have good character. There was a Hakim. It so happened he was always in the jungles. So after some time, you know, he was so tired, he came back to the city and he was sleeping, very tired. And his king had to pass by. King had to pass by and he saw him sleeping. Now, king can't see that, you know. I'm a king and this one is sleeping. He must have been wake up now. But he was so tired, he couldn't wake up also. So he sent one man to wake him up. So that man couldn't say nothing. He just looked at him and just said, must be so tired. So king went and kicked him. King went. Now this Hakim was a person always in the jungle, looking for this herb and that herb and all kind of herbs. So the time when he kicked him, then he made like that, to see now. He said, you don't know who I am, the king said. He said, I'm just looking at which beast kicked me. Because you're always in the jungle with beasts and all. He said, oh, now that you will tell the king what happens. So he told him, I'm the king, you know that. I'm like this, I own that, everything's happening. Great people are great words too. He listened to him and all that, he says. So what about it? You're earning this, you're owning that, so what about it? If you take your crown out, you're no more the king. If you take your clothing out, no more the king. Tell me something when you go down the grave, what have you talking to you? All this you've got in you, you're talking, is nothing. When you go down the grave, what have you taken with you? That you just keep quiet. Asalji is taking down the grave. That is what you got. People can praise you, but praises make nothing. Most important is what you're taking with you down. That is going to help you. And the only thing that can take you down is your akhlaq. Hazrati was so emphasizing on this. He says, every mashayikh in this world who came, they only emphasized and stressed on this thing here. Nothing more than that. Because to read namaz is very easy. To read Quran is very easy. To make zikr, everything very easy. Akhlaq ko theek karoge, someone have to slap you too, what you'll do? You'll give another slap. That's why Hazrat Ji, one person told him, Hazrat Ji told us this incident. One person said, Hazrat, I want to see the buzrugs. He said, go to one masjid and give the one punch. They give us this kind of example to show us how you must behave. Not just to hear it. So the buzrug came. So he gave the buzrug one punch. He didn't look at him too. No, when he gave one punch, he also gave one punch. Same size. In the Quran it is said. When you hit someone, hit the same way. But you and I must not do that. We'll never do that. Second person, he gave him a punch. He didn't even look at him too. Never looked at him too. That's what we must do. The third one, he gave him a punch. He took his hand. Hey, you got hurt, man. You got hurt, man. Sorry, man, you got hurt. Will you do that? Jab tak ye tariqa apna andar na aaye, come in you. Ab tak insaan nahi hai. Why did Hazrat Ji give us this incident? When Hazrat Ji sees someone below the pants, below the... Ye jante nahi. How hard, his heart is so clean, ye jante nahi. Agar ye jante, kabhi nahi karenge. What clean heart you call that? The meaning of this today's majlis is keep your heart as clean as possible. When you come to the masjid and outside to think Allah is with me. If Allah is with me, then what's the meaning of that? That Allah can only stay in that heart, which is completely clean, because Allah is very pure. So if you keep your heart clean all the time, then Allah is with you all the time. And that's what we want. Khuda kare, whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala ham par amal karne ki taufeeq nasib. Istiqamat ke saath. Istiqamat is very good, very important. What a few days, like Ramadan went away, khalas, logo mulaqat nahi hoti, the masjid is empty now. In Ramadan, you're supposed to be very strong. Allah gave you the ability to make all ibadat. You forgot Allah Ta'ala. What kind of friendship you had with Allah? that in the month of Ramadan you are so strong. You read namaz, you read Quran. We don't want you to read that much Quran. We don't want you to read that much zikr. But how you control yourself in the month of Ramadan, Allah helped you, made you strong. The reason for Ramadan is to bring about your soul so strong that after Ramadan, the next Ramadan, you'll be very strong. Where's the masjid? The masjid is crying. Masjid is crying. Everyone is crying. What happened to us today? What good deeds we're doing is forgotten. It's supposed to be consistency. That's why that one sahabi, he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasul, give me advice, but give me a short advice. That when you're not here, I'll be able to follow. He says, Amantu billahi bil yawmil akhir. Fastaqim. Fastaqim means what? To be steadfast right till you die. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu. The steadfastness right till you die, that's most important. Not for today and tomorrow. He gave me only that one advice. Fastaqim. Remember, Amantu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Whatever that Allah's command, fastaqim, stay firm. Who is staying firm today? Ramadan, we are so firm. What happened after Ramadan? Khuda karega Allah ta'ala hum sabko istiqamat ke saath rakhe. Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat dil mein aur jam jaye. Allah ta'ala ka Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tareeqa hame hamesha upar amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb kar. Baqo da alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ala aqibatil muttaqin wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ونحق بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وصلى الله تعالى على برحمتك يا رب.